You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. The best examples of investigative and campaigning journalism were celebrated at the Paul Foot Award last night, run by Private Eye and The Guardian. The award was given to Claire Sambrook for her reports into the detention of families seeking asylum, which gained coverage across a number of platforms, including Open Democracy, Private Eye and The Guardian. Her work was rooted in the End Child Detention Now campaign, which she co-founded with friends. We spoke to Claire about how she first became involved in the campaign.
My friends Esme Medill and Simon Parker in York, who started Refugee Action York, came across a family where the mother and father had both been detained by the immigration authorities and the two-year-old child had been left without either of his parents. And I helped them with a press campaign. I created a press campaign for this family, and they eventually got leave to remain in this country. My friends and I decided that we just needed to stop this practice of detaining children in terrible places like Yarl's Woods that are known to harm their mental health. And we rather crazily decided to launch a national campaign, and it took off in quite an astonishing way.
Claire's journalism has also generated comment and reporting in titles including The Independent, The Daily Telegraph and The Observer, as well as a number of campaigning blogs. But while the campaign has proved effective, she told journalism.co.uk that as a freelancer, she has faced financial difficulties.
The scary problem for me has been financial, because although this campaign has been effective, it has been financially catastrophic for me. It's very difficult as an investigative freelance to get paid for your work. And the Mail on Sunday pays properly for investigative stuff, but of course the Mail group is not going to run a load of articles about the damage being done to asylum-seeking children. That's not their thing. So it is extraordinarily difficult to get any money out of the Liberal press for investigative reporting.
Claire was not the only shortlisted entry to receive an award that evening. As host and editor of Private Eye, Ian Hislop announced a special Lifetime Campaign Award was being given to Eamon McCann for his 40 years of campaigning journalism on behalf of the victims of Bloody Sunday. We asked Eamon how he felt after receiving his prize.
It was an absolute surprise to me, because it wasn't on the agenda that there would be anything other than the winner of the Paul Foot Award. So I was stunned when Ian Hislop said we're going to give another award and read out my name. So I said, yeah, I was actually astonished to be nominated in the first place. And when I looked at the other people on the shortlist, I was in awe of some of the things that they've done. I mean, journalism of the very highest order, and I felt something almost of a phony being in that company. But however, I went along with it.
Eamon's work investigating the events surrounding Bloody Sunday has spanned 38 years. He spoke to us about how he remained determined to see the story through.
Well, I never intended to be on this story. I was very young. I just come into journalism. It was only in 1971, some months before Bloody Sunday, that I began to be involved in journalism. And it simply never occurred to me that this was going to be something that I would have to stick with. But as the years went on, there was a sort of sense of too late to stop now, that I was simply going to have to see this thing through. And I was particularly inspired by the Bloody Sunday families themselves, because they made it clear that they were going to see it through however long it took. And at the end of that campaign, the people leading the campaign were no longer the spouses and brothers and sisters of those who had been killed. They were the sons and daughters. So it had gone down a generation, and I simply kept on. I got to know them all. I knew some of them on the day, but I got to know all the families, and they became friends.
Reflecting on the changes in investigative journalism that he's experienced, he said there has been a significant change in the opportunities for reporters to get their teeth into stories.
Listening to the citations tonight, you would think that, well, investigative journalism is in very good nick. However, we know, sort of the way the press is going, sort of, and the increasing concentration on, you know, celebrity culture, as it's called, if that's not a contradiction, sort of, in personalities and sensational stories. So there's enormous pressure, and the commercial pressures in journalism generally, in the regional newspapers particularly, is absolutely enormous. It's very, very difficult for a young journalist going into, even the best of our regional newspapers, very difficult for them to be given time even, I mean, to get their teeth into a story. They're rarely allowed out of the office, many of them. Now, that's a total change, you know, even from 25 years ago. And I think the camaraderie of journalism has suffered a great deal through competition and the fact, for example, that new entrants into journalism now very rarely have a good job. They haven't got a secure job at all. They're hired, I mean, on fixed-term contracts, and they have to do their best to make sure that they get another contract and so forth. That doesn't lead to healthy journalism or, I mean, to the operation of any ethic other than keeping your job. So there's that level of cynicism in journalism, and it's I suppose, some sort of triumph for the journalistic spirit that despite all that, we still get, although I don't think sort of in the as much as we used to get, we still get sort of top-class investigative journalism going on. And I think that the main point, obviously, of the Paul Foote Award is to acknowledge that and to encourage it, and that's a terrific thing to do.
For more on the Paul Foote Award 2010, visit the news pages of journalism.co.uk. Thank you.